Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking about something I know you are interested in,
Ooh,
Mike.
Ooh, what's that? What's that?
Music.
Music?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this music
that you're talking about.
Yes, I love music.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of music.
Okay, so what would you say your favorite kind of music or your favorite band is?
How many days do we have to talk about this?
Not all of them.
How about this? Next week, I'm going to Japan to see a Beatle. So I like the Beatles.
Paul McCartney?
That's right. Mm-hmm. You can't really talk about popular music without talking about the Beatles.
Okay.
But I like hip-hop and dance music and jazz and classical and heavy metal and
all of them.
I like good music.
Me too.
All right.
Okay.
What are you listening to these days? What are some of your favorite artists?
I also listen to just about everything.
Yeah? Okay.
Today, specifically, I've been listening to hip-hop,
So, do you like old hip-hop or the new stuff?
I would probably have to go with old, but new hip-hop artists who make old kind of hip-hop, I guess.
Oh, okay. So you like the classic hip-hop sound,
yes,
but produced by new people.
Well, we'll listen to anybody, really,
okay,
as long as it has that sound.
Cool.
All right. Well, we are going to be talking about music today, as you can guess. So why don't we get started to find out what the article is all about?
Sounds good.
Reading. Mark and Vivian's Dream Concert. Mark greets Vivian at the school gate.
I've got some amazing news, Vivian. I just got us 2 tickets to the Tokyo Robots concert.
No way! They're brilliant musicians. I thought the show was sold out, though.
It is. I participated in a contest on the radio and won the tickets.
Wow, this is the band's first tour in Taiwan.
Yeah, I'm sure they will have some special surprises for their fans.
What seats did we get? Are we in the first row?
I wish. They are general admission tickets, so we're sitting up in the balcony.
It's no big deal. I'm sure they will have a huge TV screen, so we can see the band clearly.
You're right. I'll bring some binoculars, though, just in case.
I'm going to buy some light sticks at the show. We can wave them in the air during the band's slow songs.
That's a great idea. This is going to be the best concert ever.
Mark and Vivian continue talking eagerly about the show.
All right, so today's article starts out with a scenario. We are going to find out who we are talking about and what they are doing. So it says here, Mark greets Vivian at the school gate. Now, what he's doing when he's greeting her is he's saying hello to her or welcoming her in some way. Now, we can do this in several different ways. When you greet someone, you could shake their hand, especially if you're meeting a business person, someone you're working with. If you're meeting a friend, you might give them a hug. If you're meeting someone you don't know, you might just wave. But it usually entails saying hello in some way. As an example, we might say, the manager greeted us as we entered the restaurant.
All right. So Mark has greeted Vivian, and she, of course, will greet him back just by saying, hi, hello, hey, how are you? And then Mark gets to the point. He says, I've got some amazing news, Vivian. So he's got amazing or exciting news, news that he knows she'll be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells her what the news is. He says, I just got us 2 tickets to the Tokyo Robots concert.
Woohoo!
Ooh, and we can see that Tokyo and robots are both capitalized. So that's probably the name of a band.
That's
Why do I feel safe in saying it's the name of a band and maybe not a baseball game? Well, because they're going to a Tokyo Robots concert. Mm-hmm. And concert, this noun, is just a live music performance. That's basically what a concert is. You can go to a rock concert, a hip-hop concert, a classical music concert. Any kind of style of music can be performed in a concert because it's just live musicians, singers, people playing instruments, performing in front of an audience. Maybe in a big place like Shaojudan here in Taipei, or maybe in a little club, or even outside in the park on a nice sunny afternoon. As long as there are people playing music and other people watching, and it's happening live, that's a concert. For example, Helen and her friends bought tickets to Jolin's concert. I'm so jealous.
All right. Well, hopefully someday you'll get to one of those concerts, Mike.
Oh, I can only dream.
All right. Well, this is amazing news for Vivian, apparently, and she responds to this amazing news by saying, "No way! They're brilliant musicians." Now, the reason someone might say "no way" like this is not because they're saying no. It's because they're excited and they think something like that might not happen to them, and they're going, "Are you kidding? Do you really got tickets like that?" It's another way of saying, "Really? You'd like, Jandama?"
When you're very, very surprised about something.
Exactly. All right. Now, she called the people in Tokyo Robots brilliant musicians. Now, when we use the adjective brilliant, we're saying that something or someone has a lot of talent or skill in a certain area, or that they're extremely clever. Now, this is another way of saying that the people in this band sing or play their instruments very, very well. Now, as another example sentence, we could say, Michelangelo was a brilliant artist.
So there you go. They have tickets. Vivian is very excited about this, of course. But then she has a thought and she says, "I thought the show was sold out, though."
That's something that usually happens for
a good
concert.
That's true. So she did know about the show, but I guess she thought that she would never get tickets because she thought the show was sold out. And this phrase, to sell out, or past tense, sold out, basically means something is so popular that there are no more tickets available. We'll use this phrase to talk about concerts, films, things like that, things that there are only a few tickets and lots of people want to go.
Right.
And if you do want a ticket, you have to get it quickly. Otherwise, the show will sell out or the tickets will sell out. We can say it both ways, but it both means the same thing. There are no more tickets available.
Right. He says, "It is." That means the show is sold out. He said, "I participated in a contest on the radio and won the tickets." Okay, so what he's doing here is participating in something. Now, when you participate in an event or activity, you take part or do something for or in that activity or event. Now, you aren't just watching the event happening. You're actually in it. You're doing something for this event or activity. As an example, we might say, "I don't really want to participate in the talent show. I get nervous in front of crowds. I don't want to get up on stage and sing. I just want to watch."
And a phrase that we can use that's similar is take part.
Exactly.
You take part, you join in this activity. And yeah, you can participate in a contest. That's something people might want to do. A contest is kind of like a game. Basically, you're playing against other people and you'll probably win a prize at the end. You can have speech contests or music contests, dancing contests. You could call sports a type of contest, but we usually use the word game or match or something like that. But the idea is the same. Two groups or a bunch of different people, everyone's playing together, and at the end there will be a winner. So there was a contest on the radio, and so that's how they got the tickets.
Yeah.
That's how Mark won them. How lucky.
That is pretty lucky. That doesn't happen to just anybody. So only a few people will win tickets to a concert. But Vivian goes on about how exciting it is that the band is coming to Taiwan. She says, "Wow, this is the band's first tour in Taiwan." So tour here is just kind of when a band goes to different places playing the same you know, if they release an album, they'll go on a tour to show off their new songs to all their fans. They'll probably play some old ones too, but it just means that they're visiting several places kind of around the same time. To do concerts.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And Mark is very excited about this. It might be extra special since it is their first show or first tour in Taiwan. He says, yeah, I'm sure they will have some special surprises for their fans because it's the first time they've gotten to play in front of the fans in Taiwan. So it might be an extra special show.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to kind of switch gears in the conversation here. And Vivian is going to ask more about the tickets. She says, what seats did we get? Are we in the first row? That's a lot of wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes radio shows will give away really, really good seats.
True, true.
What happened? What did they get?
Well, the first row would be right in front of the stage. We might also call it the front row.
Right.
But Mark has a bit of bad news here. He says, I wish. When someone asks you something and they're really hoping that you have a good answer, but you don't, you might say, I wish. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's going to be a big storm tomorrow. Is school canceled? I wish. Unfortunately, it's not. But we all wish it would. So no, he didn't get first row tickets. That's why he says, I wish. And then he tells her about what he did get. They are general admission tickets. So we're sitting up in the balcony. Okay. General admission is kind of just, it kind of just means you don't have a seat. Everyone can just sit or stand or be anywhere they want. The idea here is that if you get there early and get in line early, you'll get in first when they open the doors and you'll have a better spot.
Yeah.
But if you're late, you might kind of be at the back. And in this case, they're going to be up on the balcony. So that's a little bit farther from the stage than first row.
All right. Well, of course, the balcony. A balcony, when we usually use this word, is to talk about sort of a structure that's outside, on the outside wall of a building, maybe outside of an apartment that you can stand on and sort of be outside your apartment, but in your apartment at the same time.
Yeah. Put your plants there or your barbecue.
Right. So in the article, we're actually using it to talk about something a little bit different. Same kind of idea. It's a raised part of a building, inside of a building, and it's kind of like the upstairs part of a theater or concert hall. Now, if you've ever been to the concert hall at the National Concert Hall near the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial, you'll know that they have an upper area where you can sit. That is like the balcony.
Right. So it's a raised floor, but from the balcony, of course, if you're watching the show, you'll be a little bit farther away, but you'll be able to see all of the stage.
Right.
Whereas if you're down at the front, you might not see the back of the stage.
Right.
So for some people, the balcony is pretty good. And it seems Vivian is one of those people. She doesn't mind too much if they're up on the balcony. She's just excited to go. So she says, it's no big deal. All right. If something is no big deal, it's not a problem. It's not worrying you. Other people might think it is a problem, but you're saying, eh, it's no problem. That's nothing. I don't really care too much. And it's no big deal as our pocket phrase go, and that is a big deal. So let's go check it out.
Pocket phrase go.
Oh, 我玛丽亚凯子出道多年，什么大风大浪没看过。好多新人问我有没有在舞台上失误的经验，穿高跟鞋跌倒啊，还是走音，还是跳错舞啊，我都会跟这些小朋友们说哈 ，Don't worry about the small mistake you made on stage. It's no big deal.站上台就要充满自信，别被小小的失误给打败了。It's no big deal, 不是什么大事，就是我们说没什么大不了啦。It's not a serious problem, 不是什么大问题，别担心。如果分组报告同学出错了，打球的时候队友失误了， We lost the game, but it's no big deal. It was just a practice game. After all, come back next time. 没关系的，我们努力一点再追回来就是了。It's no big deal, 就是这个意思咯。
All right, welcome back. So, Vivian doesn't really care where they're sitting. That's why she says it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But she continues on by saying why she thinks it might not be a big deal. She says, I'm sure they will have a huge TV screen so we can see the band clearly. Now, of course, if you're sitting a little bit farther away, you might not be able to see the band up close. Mm. And so having them kind of show up on a big screen will make things a lot easier for you.
Absolutely. For those people up on the balcony mm-hmm. or sitting far away, they'll still be able to see the singer and stuff like that. But Mark has another idea. He says, you're right. So he's thinking the same thing. Yes, they might have that big screen. But then he also says, I'll bring some binoculars, though, just in case. That's
right.
A really good idea.
That's right. So when you're going to use binoculars, this is a plural noun. It's kind of like a special pair of glasses that you can use to see things that are far away more clearly. So the way that glass in these kind of special glasses works is that it helps far away things appear much closer. Bird watchers use them. People who go to concerts might use them.
Ship captains.
Someone, if you want to go see a baseball game, but you're way in the back, you'll definitely want to bring your binoculars.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So those will be handy if they are sitting far away, just in case.
Mm.
As Mark says, you know, if you do something just in case, we use this phrase to kind of say, I'm not sure, but I'm going to do this because it's a good idea, and maybe things will change. Maybe the situation will show that, oh, I do need this. You know, like, for example, if you leave in the morning on what's a sunny day, you might say, I'll bring my umbrella just in case, because 4 or 5 hours from now, when you're still out, it could start raining. You don't know, but you're kind of planning for the future. You're being careful for things that might change. So maybe they don't have the big screen. Maybe they will be far away, in which case those binoculars will be very useful.
That's
so it's
right.
a good idea to bring them just in case.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the only thing they'll want to have at the concert.
Oh, yeah?
Vivian also says, I'm going to buy some light sticks at the show. This is a popular thing in Taiwan, light sticks. They're actually more commonly called glow sticks. And they're small pieces of plastic with a colorful sort of liquid inside them. And when you kind of
mix the chemicals and it lights.
And then, it starts to glow. It kind of has a nice colored light. Now, you often see them at parties or concerts or places where a lot of the lights will be really dark or dim or off. And then you can see the colored lights a lot better. And you kind of wave them around and wear them on your arm or around your neck or something like that.
That's right. And today they also have ones with batteries and little lights in them. Too.
So they never go out.
I still have my light stick from the Jay Chou concert.
Mm.
I don't know if the battery still works, but I decided one day I'll sell it on eBay for thousands of dollars, and that won't happen. But I can wave them around, and that's what Mark is thinking, or sorry, what Vivian is thinking. She says, we can wave them in the air during the band's slow song. So this is something a lot of audiences do, especially here in Asia. I know a lot of in Korea and Japanese concerts, and also in Taiwan, the fans will hold up all of their light sticks, and it's almost like thousands of candles inside the concert hall, and they wave them during the slow songs, they wave them during the medium songs, they wave them during the fast songs.
There's a lot of waving.
They wave them as long as their arms don't get tired. And what is it to wave? It's to move your arm and your hand back and forth. One of the most common times you might wave is when you're saying hello or goodbye to someone from a far distance, from, you know, without talking. You can just wave your hand back and forth, wave your arm. We do it to get attention. We might do it when we're excited, like if your team scores a goal in a game, you might wave your arms around because you're excited. And in concerts, they usually do it to follow the beat of the song, right? They kind of do it in time with the song. They move their arms and hands back and forth while holding their glow sticks. For example, Kelly waved her hands at her friends to get their attention. Yeah, you can do that in a crowd.
Okay, well, Mark likes the idea of having some light sticks or glow sticks with them. He says, that's a great idea. This is going to be the best concert ever.
Absolutely.
You can tell they're really excited here.
For sure, and that's why it says Mark and Vivian continue talking eagerly about the show. And this is as we end our dialogue. They're very excited. They are very eager. Eager and excited are adjectives that are about the same. And when you do something eagerly, you do it in an excited kind of way. All right. You might run eagerly back home because you're finished with your school day, or you might, you know, go eagerly into a line to go into a movie you're excited to see. Or if you're hungry, for example, the kids eagerly lined up to get a piece of birthday cake.
Yum, they're really
excited about that cake. So they're told to get in line, and they will, because they want cake.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have come to the end of today's article about Mark and Vivian's dream concert. We will find out more about the actual concert tomorrow. But for now, let's finish off with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our For You Chat question is all about concerts. If you could get tickets for any concert, who would you want to see?
Okay, well, I have a dream concert.
A dream concert?
Two dream concerts.
Two dream concerts.
That I know will probably never happen.
Oh, well, that's why they're dreams.
Mm-hmm. So, back in the day, I would have been pleased as punch to see either Led Zeppelin or Freddie Mercury.
Ooh.
Both my favorites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But because
Led Zeppelin are not together, and Freddie Mercury from Queen has passed away.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I guess if I had to choose a living artist that I could get a ticket to go see, I would have to choose Elton John.
Elton John. Mm-hmm. Well, you're in luck because he'll be touring in Asia.
Is it next year?
Is it next year or this year? 2019.
He's in Canada this year and the U.S. this year and next year in Asia. So who knows?
I might just do it. I don't have an hour to talk about it, so I'll say one group, LCD Sound System.
Okay.
Haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, that's a good group too.
Good group.
All right. Well, you guys can talk about this too. Everybody has an artist or a musician that they really like. There must be someone out there that you would like to see in concert. So talk about it with your friends and classmates. We are going to say goodbye for today, though. See you next time.
Take care.
Mark and Vivian's Dream Concert. Mark greets Vivian at the school gate.
I've got some amazing news, Vivian. I just got us two tickets to the Tokyo Robots concert.
No way! They're brilliant musicians! I thought the show was sold out, though.
It is! I participated in a contest on the radio and won the tickets.
Wow, this is the band's first tour in Taiwan.
Yeah, I'm sure they will have some special surprises for their fans.
What seats did we get? Are we in the first row?
I wish. They are general admission tickets, so we're sitting up in the balcony.
It's no big deal. I'm sure they will have a huge TV screen, so we can see the band clearly.
You're right. I'll bring some binoculars, though, just in case.
I'm going to buy some light sticks at the show. We can wave them in the air during the band's slow songs.
That's a great idea. This is going to be the best concert ever.
Mark and Vivian continue talking eagerly about the show.
Vocabulary Review.
Greet. Carolyn greeted all of her friends as they arrived at her party. Concert. Next weekend, Harry will go to a concert to see his favourite band. Brilliant. Li Bai was a brilliant poet who wrote a number of impressive poems. Participate. Greta participates in several school activities, including the soccer team and art club. Wave. Everyone in the audience waved the national flag and cheered for their country's team. Eagerly. Tim eagerly asked all of his neighbors for candy on Halloween.